This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice, Dr. visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Here back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, we've spoken before of the psychology of protests and the psychology of riots and why people protest and why, how a protest turns in, or a rally or a protest turns into a riot. There's a succession, there's a sequence of things that happen. And we've discussed that. But, you know, what happened yesterday, there's a lot of similarities and differences to what we saw with the BLM protests. And it looks like protests are the new party. Right? People don't go to parties anymore. People, you know, don't have debates. They don't have, you know, peaceful discussions. You know, protests got a big, huge push these last 12 months. And when people don't feel like they're listened to, right, they take to the streets. And what happened yesterday was extremely tragic and kind of frightening in that the Capitol building had so many weaknesses. You know, even though protesters ransacked things and got into Pelosi's office and things like that, and unfortunately we've had four deaths. One was shot. We're not sure how they got shot, why they got shot. There's a video that I have on my Twitter and Facebook if you need. It's so tragic. Four people died yesterday. But it was a very interesting sort of protest or rally where people were doing selfies. You know, you saw water bottles, people hanging out. Maybe it's because the Capitol was open to the public, you know, as opposed to in other protests. You know, it's just the outside of the buildings that, you know, seem to be surrounded. So, you know, very, very different sort of, you know, approach to making oneself heard. And, you know, people ask, you know, what went wrong? What went wrong? What happened? Well, you know, what started out as a Save America rally, and there were like tens of thousands of people, you know, upset that they believe there was voter fraud, and nobody wanted to look at the evidence. And, you know, people wanted to show their support for Trump. Then Vice President Pence, at I think at approximately 1 p.m. Eastern time, had said that he was not going to postpone the Electoral College results to, you know, what the Republicans had wanted was the Electoral College results to be postponed so they could show the state legislatures the evidence they had of voter fraud. And they were counting on Vice President Pence to go, all right, we'll hold off for the whatever days, review it, and then vote. And Pence said, no, not going to happen. We're going to move on. Within minutes, dozens of protesters decided then to storm Capitol. Now, whether this was all planned, you know, we're being told that, you know, people right-wing Antifa, that, you know, this was all planned out. I don't know. I can't comment on that. But I can comment on the psychology of, you know, what these protesters might have been thinking. And, you know, it was interesting because you saw an older crowd. You saw older individuals there. You know, usually, you know, with a lot of the protests, it's young people and, you know, they're all, I don't know, you know, ramped up and charged and, you know, have a cause. And they, you know, these were older individuals who you would think would have jobs, you would think would have families. You know, storming the Capitol, veterans. We lost Ashley Babbitt yesterday, a 35-year-old Air Force veteran who did four tours, and she was shot in the upper chest, appeared to have gone unconscious almost immediately, and they said she died hours later. I wouldn't be surprised if she died earlier than that. But I mean, these are people that, you know, have careers. And why? Why would it get to that level? And another big question is, how could Capitol Hill be so vulnerable? You know, somebody could have gone in there and started shooting up congressmen, congresswomen. They could have, you know, I know there were two pipe bombs that I guess were found, but I mean, they could have blown up Capitol Hill. How was there not enough security? Now, there's all these conspiracy theories, right, that Antifa was involved or the Republicans wanted the storming to happen, or, and I don't know what the heck is going on, but what it does show, the facts that we have right now is any sort of terrorist organization could have decimated Congress yesterday if they had wanted to. And we see the vulnerabilities. We also see that protests aren't going away. If you have groups of people that don't believe their voices are heard, whether it has to do with, you know, police, you know, deaths in police custody, or whether it has to do with equal rights, whether it has to do with, you know, there being election fraud and people not looking at the affidavits. If somebody doesn't think they are heard, private, quiet, friendly, peaceful discussions go out the window. And I understand the country is really split, you know, and I don't see how, you know, peaceful debates are going to be in our near future. But I do think protests are going to be in our near future, multiple times, because when people don't have jobs, when their jobs have been taken away, when their careers have been taken away, when they don't have a job to be at, you know, when they have nothing to lose, comes revolt, comes revolution. We talked about how this was predicted, you know, centuries ago. How when people feel they're in bondage, when people feel they aren't listened to, when reforms aren't being done, and this is for any protest we've seen throughout the year, people will take matters into their own hands. All right, we're a democracy. We elect people to speak for us. And when people feel that they're, you know, representatives aren't speaking for them, aren't making the change, they get mad. That's no excuse. What happened yesterday, no excuse. What happened with the BLM protests and all the other protests we've seen where there was destruction of property, it's breaking the law. But, you know, when you look at some of these people coming in, taking selfies and waving, and they look older, right? And, you know, they're you know, storming the Capitol. They don't seem to fear going to jail. Right? And that's where this gets the most dangerous, when people think they have nothing to lose because they feel they lost everything. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know a lot of you want to talk about yesterday, but I just want to really quickly, because I got to talk about some health news, I want to really quickly talk about the CDC has released a report on some of the vaccine, COVID vaccine allergy data that they got from week one of the rollout. Ooh, exciting. Listen, this is my job. Okay, I got to do the health news. I know the health news isn't as exciting and it isn't as spicy as all the other stuff, but if the CDC makes a report, I need to report on it. Okay, that's kind of my job. If there were other health nationally syndicated talk shows that did that, then I could talk about Kardashian and Kanye's divorce, upcoming divorce, which I really don't want to talk about either. You know, that you want to know what bothers me about the Kardashians? You know, we finally had some Kardashian-free news. With everything going on with COVID, with everything going on with the riots and the election, finally some Kardashian-free news. And my guess is somebody, publicist, must have said, you know what? Nobody's talking about the Kardashians. let's get divorced. So now we have a divorce that is going to be coming up in the news. I don't know how to get around Kardashian news, but at least for the next segment, I get to talk about the CDC and the vaccine. So what the CDC has done is they have gone through the data. They have basically kneaded through the data of the kneaded, like kneading dough, K-N-E-A, right? D-I-N-G, don't ask me to spell. They've kneaded through the data of the 1.8 million shots that were given out between December 16th to December 23rd. Let me double check. What was the first day? December 14th to December 23rd. All right? So within the first 11 days of rollout, 1.8 million shots. Now, this is the Pfizer vaccine. Remember, Moderna didn't come out until, I believe, the 21st. So this is just the Pfizer shot. And overall, the data didn't look too bad. All right? 21 of those 1.8 million had reported severe anaphylaxis. So that's a 0.001%, which is you know, I mean, still 21 too many, but way better than, you know, many people had expected. There are, however, another 175 cases being investigated for reactions. So that's being looked at. Of the 1.8 million shots, the allergic reactions, and this is what I find really important, 71% of the allergic reactions that did happen, of the severe ones, this is just 21, the sample size is really small, it's only the 21, but 71% of the anaphylactic reactions happened within 15 minutes. Now that's pretty fast. Then 14% happened between 15 and 30 minutes. And then 14% happened after 30 minutes. Now, why is that important? Well, when we get the COVID shot, they're going to have us sit for 15 minutes if we don't really have any major allergies, 30 minutes if we do have major allergies. Well, if 14% of the anaphylactic cases, and we're only talking three people, you know, had their reaction after 30 minutes, that you know, basically backs up what I have said, where sometimes you need to be watched longer. There could be a delayed sensitivity reaction. Again, very, very rare. Not everybody reacted, you know, severely. It was 0.001%, so really small amount of people who reacted severely. But the 15 minutes might not be enough. So I'm telling people, if they are concerned and, you know, they're asked to leave and move on, or they're worried about getting COVID, you know, maybe sit in the car with your phone on, you know, with somebody, or, you know, have 911 ready to be hit. So if you do start to have any shortness of breath or whatever, you could at least reach out, you know, to EMS, or, you know, have somebody that's, you know, right there following you. Don't go and get your shot alone. Make sure somebody's with you. So, you know, I still feel like based on that first initial set of data that, you know, overall, that's pretty amazing considering the average, you know, the average, you know, side effect profile to things is a lot more severe. So some of the reactions that were, well, some of the things that happened, you know, to these people, like, so the age range, those who got anaphylaxis were 27 to 60 years old. Now, we have to take that sort of data with a grain of salt because we weren't vaccinating nursing home residents at the time. We were vaccinating those in hospitals. So the average age of somebody in a hospital is, you know, roughly, what, 40 years old? So you have the young ones, you have some older ones, you know, some veteran nurses and veteran doctors. So the age group ranged from 27 to 60 of those who had anaphylactic reactions. It's just because we were really only looking at hospital workers. And you don't really have 80, 90-year-olds, you know, on average, working at these hospitals. So that's where the age group came in. 19% of the patients who did have allergic reactions had to be hospitalized. 3 went to intensive care. 17 of the patients, or 81%, had to be treated in an emergency department. But 95% of the patients who did, you know, get the anaphylactic reaction, they were able to go home same day. So, but one didn't. And so overall, fairly safe. Some of the other reactions that have been reported, now remember, this isn't the Pfizer study. See, this is really interesting. The CDC data, and for those of you joining us, it is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI. What makes this data more interesting is, remember, the safety data we have received on the Pfizer vaccine or the Moderna vaccine came from the pharmaceutical company. And one of the reasons why we have, unfortunately, so much distrust of the vaccine seen in America currently and less enthusiasm for the vaccine as we had hoped for is because people are saying, but wait a second, the company that has so much to gain and so much money to make is telling us that their product is safe. Where's the checks and balances? Well, the FDA review of the data is supposed to be the checks and balances, but because of a pandemic, it had to be rushed through. So we have, you know, millions of Americans still not convinced that anybody from the outside looked in. We didn't have an outside set of eyes looking at the side effects. So now we are. The CDC is taking data from these people that, you know, got the vaccine or had reactions, as long as the reactions were reported, and looking at it. So this isn't Pfizer data. This is now CDC data. You know, we talked about how, you know, when we would do journal club and we would get journal articles and we would have to, you know, discuss a study. The first thing that was asked was who sponsored the study. Because if it was a pharmaceutical company, I'm not saying the data is not valid, but you always have to worry about secondary gain. So, I mean, I'm very grateful to Pfizer. I'm grateful to Moderna. I'm grateful to AstraZeneca. Johnson & Johnson has their phase 3 clinical trial going on right now with their double-stranded DNA vaccine. So, you know, I'm very grateful to all these companies, you know, but, you know, if we want to gain the trust of the American people when it comes to getting the vaccine, we need to have another set of eyes looking at data. So some of the other side effects reported was urticaria or hives. Diffuse rashes, not so much urticarial rash, but like a big red rash, could be a drug reaction. Wheezing, some people had sensation of throat closure, swollen tongue, stridor, issues with breathing, nausea, swollen lips, hoarseness, dry cough, itching, pruritus, some difficulty breathing, but again, not many cases considering 1.8 million. And then I understand one of you had said, is everybody reporting their side effects? I'm seeing videos on social media, but are they going to the vaccine website, the VAERS website, to submit the information? I urge anybody who has a side effect to the vaccine to do that. And the CDC, based on all this data, has suggested that, you know, health officials, if they do give the vaccine, make sure they are completely ready for anaphylaxis, because if reactions are happening within the first 15 minutes, that means there are components, adjuvants, something within the liquid that's carrying the vaccine that might trigger somebody's immune response to react. And since we're still trying to see if it's the polyethylene glycol or, you know, what else, it, you know, we're trying to still determine what exactly it is and who could be allergic to it, they want anybody administering it, you know, not to be like in the middle of a parking lot somewhere with, you know, no crash cart or anything like that. You need to be ready for full-on anaphylaxis. You need to watch patients appropriately. And, you know, we need to, you know, advise the public to be prepared that there might be some side effects to it. I, you know, will keep you guys posted of any new information I hear. You know, I don't keep anything from you. You know, I have nothing to gain by, you know, promoting or criticizing it. So, you know, any new news I get on this, I will present it to you. But I'm grateful that the CDC came out with that initial report from its first 11 days of launch. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go wrong.
Attention. attention, business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is withdrawing the nomination of acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf as head of DHS. Senators are out of session until the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden, so any movement on the nomination is moot. The president's action is seen as reaction to Wolf's statement on the siege of the Capitol this week, Wolf calling it tragic and sickening. The acting police chief in Washington, D.C. says 68 people are facing charges following violence at the Capitol. Robert Conti says the arrests were made yesterday and into today.
Of the 68 arrests, 60 were adult males and 8 were adult females. 41 of those arrests occurred on U.S. Capitol grounds, and to my knowledge, only one of the arrestees is from the District of Columbia.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. In light of what happened at the Capitol on Wednesday, members of the Trump administration are resigning, including President Trump's former chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney. Mulvaney telling CNBC that he's resigning from his new diplomatic post of special envoy to Northern Ireland.
I called Mike Pompeo last night, let him know, telling him that I'd be resigning from that. I can't do it. I can't say it's a nothing thing. It doesn't affect the outcome. It doesn't affect the transition. But it's what I've got, right? And it's a position I really enjoy doing. But you can't do it, and I wouldn't be surprised to see more of my friends resign over the course of the next 24 to 48 hours. It would be completely understandable if they did.
Tonight's SpaceX liftoff is more important for another factor than beyond it's the first of the new year. A Falcon 9 rocket will launch from Cape Canaveral this evening with a Turkish satellite. It's a big accomplishment for Turkey, as its president says the launch will put his nation in the mix of space competition. USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe red will flush your cheeks. Maybe after all.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So how many of you are flying to Washington, D.C. anytime soon? Well, if you do take American Airlines to go to D.C., don't be asking for a vodka tonic or a gin and tonic or a 7-7 or a rum and coke, you know, because American Airlines is going to stop serving alcohol on, from what I'm hearing, all their flights to D.C. Why? because of what happened, I believe, to Mitt Romney and all the political discord that they are anticipating in the upcoming weeks and months. So I don't know if you saw the video footage. So Mitt Romney, senator from Utah and presidential candidate a few years back, he was, you know, sitting there with his iPad at the airport. I didn't really see any security around him. I've met Mitt Romney. I met him at, you know, some of the rallies before. Nice man, great handshake. You know, I kind of judge a guy sometimes by their handshake. Really nice, strong, firm, confident handshake. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, there was a lot of, shall we say, disarray and not a lot of, you know, support for Trump from his camp. And so, unfortunately, people who voted for Mitt Romney were unhappy. And he got approached while he was sitting there at the airport. And he started to get harassed by some of his supporters. So these were Republicans getting, you know, mad. Everybody thinks, oh, you know, Republicans don't riot, Republicans don't get mad. You know, they get mad, too. Everybody gets mad, you know. Everybody has that potential to get upset. And so they started to, you know, harass him. And then while he was on the plane, people start to scream on the plane, traitor, traitor, traitor. And this was on the plane. And I think either a flight attendant or the captain had to calm everybody down. And I'm thinking Salt Lake City to D.C., that's a 3.5 hour flight, 4 hour flight. That's a long time. And it looks like Mitt Romney was sitting in coach. Now, I don't know if it was American Airlines, but that's a long flight. And, you know, I love it when our elected officials, you know, fly with us, you know, because I get to talk to them. I'm like, hey, see, really, you're going to sit next to me and coach? Yeah, it's cool. You know, because it's not really a good optic when your political officials are sitting there in first class getting Sundays and prime rib and, you know, you're sitting there in coach with only a bag of peanuts. So Mitt Romney was pretty much, you know, for most of the flight, from what I understand, you know, verbally attacked. And we're not here to debate, you know, why or, you know, what's wrong and what's right. But, I mean, somebody does have a right to fly. And, you know, elected officials after yesterday, it shows how vulnerable they are. I've known multiple congresspeople, multiple senators. They don't have peeps. They don't have security details, many of them. I'm sure Pelosi does, you know, now that her house has been ransacked. And I'm sure, you know, high ups like Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell. But the average congressperson that comes from, you know, small town USA is, you know, is small town. They go grocery shopping like anybody else. They go to dinner like anybody else. You know, I run into our governor all the time, you know, and I'm like, hey, what's up? You know, I run into the governor and you don't really see detail. And I'm sure security detail must be around somewhere. But American Airlines is having issues with people on planes getting disruptive. And their flight attendants, in addition to COVID and all the other, you know, crap that the flight attendants now have to deal with, they're saying no to the alcohol. Now, for those of us that get really, really hungry, or for those of us that get anxious on a flight, and not that alcohol is an appropriate substitute for anxiety on a flight, that's, you know, that's going to be a problem for those of you that are spending $700 to $800 a ticket. Although ticket prices have gone down. COVID brought ticket prices on airplanes down. But I had to fly to Minnesota. My flight on Delta was like $700 for a coach flight from Vegas to Minneapolis. $700. This was pre-COVID. So I kind of have a little bit of an issue with that one. But when it comes to the anticipation of what the public is going to do, this move from American Airlines might not seem like, you know, a big headline. You know, man, why is Dr. Dahlia talking about no alcohol on flights? Okay, well, we talk a lot about alcohol on this show because a lot of my listeners drink alcohol. So, I mean, you know, if I'm going to be talking about your fruits and your vegetables, and I'm going to be talking about your proteins and your grains, I have to realize that what else is sitting next to your plate. I'm going to talk about that too. We've talked about risks of alcohol, etc. But now I'm more up, you know, right up today about the psychology of where America is and what America is thinking, and for an airline to feel that they have to stop alcohol purchases. And remember, that's also income for an airline. These airlines make bucks with the alcohol sales. For them to make that move, that must mean that they are having a ton of issues, or they are anticipating a ton of issues with people, you know, yelling and, you know, disrespecting and verbally assaulting congresspeople or officials that work in Washington. And, you know, I'm not sure what's going to be the next move when it comes to protecting our elected officials. My guess is more money. I think our taxes are going to go up. I think we are going to be required to pay for security details, which is going to be a whole other debate, because many people are going to say, look, you know, they're making decisions that, you know, we don't support, and now we have to pay for them to have security? That's on them. No, the problem is our elected officials are putting their lives, you know, in their hand. They're taking huge risks, you know, representing the party. And when the Republican Party can't decide whether to support Trump or not, or investigate election fraud or not, and the Democrats can't decide if they should do a more liberal agenda or a more moderate agenda, there is going to be infighting. I mean, you know, you even saw Omar and Ocasio-Cortez kind of go at it when it came to younger people getting the shot, you know, before older people did. You know, so while the American public is unemployed and suppressed because of COVID and not able to work and not able to go to a party and not able to socialize, you know, they are being shunted indirectly to the more radical, if you can't party and if you can't hang out and you can't work, what else are we going to do? So they're being pivoted or shunted to a more charged, you know, political sort of activities. And, you know, like I said earlier, why would somebody who has a job, has a family, a decorated Air Force veteran, why would they do something illegal and storm a Capitol building? Well, when somebody has nothing to lose, You know, fear of going to jail doesn't faze them. Unfortunately, Ashley Babbitt was shot and killed. Are our elected officials provided with enough security? And, you know, do they need to have separate flights? Do they need to, you know, fly first class? Do they need to have private planes? I don't want to pay for that. But for the time being, right, people are mad. And when Biden takes over, you know, you would think there would be a peaceful transition, you know, social media and mail-in ballots and COVID and people not working change the whole face. And, you know, the average person, I've seen people who were never politically charged, really politically charged these days. And I'm like, when did you get so involved in politics? They have nothing else right now. They're home with their family for days on end. No New Year's celebrations, no Christmas celebration, no Thanksgiving celebration. There's nothing to do but be an activist. Now, I'm not saying being an activist is bad. I don't want anybody storming the Capitol. I don't want anybody assaulting anybody. You could be politically charged. That's fine. But, you know, it's at the point now where airlines are like, look, no alcohol because, you know, people are mad. We need to give people something to do. We also need to let people be listened. And elected officials need to listen to their constituents. But I think elected officials are going to need more security for the time being. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, in the last few hours, we've had a new development, and like I promised, I'll tell you guys everything. You know, I'm not here to push any agenda. I will give you guys the news. And a doctor in Florida has died after receiving his COVID vaccine. They are investigating. It might not have anything to do with the COVID vaccine, but they are investigating a death of a Florida doctor after he received his vaccine. Now, what happened? So this is Dr. Gregory Michael. He's 56 years old, and he's an OB-GYN at Mount Sinai Medical Center in Miami Beach. And what ended up happening was a few days after his vaccine, reportedly, he started to notice little red dots, petechiae. He ends up, within a matter of days or weeks, starts losing his platelets, his clotting factors. He goes into thrombocytopenia. We have multiple terms for things that can cause thrombocytopenia, like idiopathic, ITP. We don't know why he started to lose his platelets and his ability to clot. He unfortunately ends up having a hemorrhagic stroke and dies. Now, we're not saying this is from the vaccine, but Florida health officials are all over it. And medical examiners are currently investigating his death. The thrombocytopenia, the lowering of the platelets, that can happen from stress, it can happen from medications, it can happen from alcohol. But unfortunately, the very abrupt drop in low platelets that I've seen in my career, that happens suddenly, is a reaction where your body decides, for some unknown reason, to attack your clotting factors, your platelets. Not sure why. That's why we call it idiopathic thrombocytopenia, ITP. We don't know why the body decides to do it, but body doesn't like your clotting factors. Let's get them. So if you don't have your platelets, which cause you to clot, then if a vessel spontaneously ruptures, or you get cut, or you get into an accident, or whatever, you'll bleed easily. We had a relative who was brushing his teeth one morning, and he was bleeding pretty heavily when he was brushing his gums. He's like, well, that's odd. I take good care of my teeth. Then he goes to work, and his nose starts to bleed. So he calls his doctor. The doctor says, we need to check your clotting factors. We need to take a look at that. Did a blood test. He was in ITP. His platelets were, I think, down to 20. And, you know, normal platelets, obviously, higher than that. And so what do? Well, we've got to give you platelets. We also need to block whatever your immune system is doing to kill off your platelets, stabilize them. He's fine. Knock on wood. So, obviously, people are concerned that when he received his shot, there was some sort of an induction of his immunity, some sort of an inciting that might have decided to tell it to tweak and go after this guy. You know, our immune system is not as predictable as we think. You know, we'd like to think we can, you know, predict our immune system. And again, I'm not saying the shot caused this. I mean, thus far in Pfizer's vaccine data, safety data, doesn't mention it. FDA doesn't mention loss of platelets, I don't believe. CDC hasn't mentioned it. But I wouldn't be surprised if there is a 0.0000001% chance of a platelet event that could happen with the vaccine. So, you know, people keep asking me, and again, we're taking your calls and your questions, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Will I get the vaccine? Yes, I will get the vaccine. I've been trying to hold off for a few reasons, okay? One is, I don't see that many patients in person. I do mostly telemedicine and media, and I see a few patients doing disability exams for the state, so I don't want to take the shot away from somebody else who needs it. You know, I'm in my 40s. Yeah, I'm fairly healthy, knock on wood, and I am going to get the vaccine, but I really don't want to get it before other people. You know, however, I'm being told that, you know, they really, really need, you know, doctors to just get in, because a lot of us are like, look, give it to somebody else first. You know, let them, you know, but I also don't want people thinking that I'm, you know, trying, you know, to have somebody else, you know, take one, like, you know, taste the wine first before me. So I am going to get my vaccine. You know, I hate doing it before other people, but also many people want to know what, you know, side effects I incurred, what I felt, you know, and so, you know, am I fearful of getting the vaccine? I'm really not. I'm not afraid because I have seen regular pharmaceuticals do all the other things that we've seen. You know, I've seen an antibiotic cause urticaria and rashes, right? I've seen medications cause ITP, people losing their platelets. You know, I've seen people die, you know, from, you know, a heart attack that might have been induced, you know, from after having an allergic reaction. I've seen that. I haven't caused it, thank God, but I've seen it. And so, you know, I'm, you know, the numbers of these cases are not striking me as any more common than anything else. I mean, look, I'm in my 40s, late 40s, right? And, you know, I'm on estrogen now, right? Because I'm perimenopausal. Remember when I went through menopause a few years back? I know, don't worry. We have a lot of new listeners, right? You know, a lot of new affiliates. Wonk FM, WEOL, we have a lot of you guys listening going, oh, please, we do not want to experience a menopausal Dr. Dahlia. Trust me, I'm good. But I'm on estrogen. And if I'm on estrogen, I'm at risk of having a clot. I'm at risk of having a stroke. I mean, anything we take has a risk. All right? But, you know, I was asked again this morning, when am I going to get my vaccine? When am I going to take it? You know, and should I? You know, the listener wants to know, should I take it? You know, nobody wants to tell somebody to take something and then they have a reaction to it. But because the reaction list, you know, the reaction quantities are so low, I'm for it. But for those of you that need a little bit more, shall we say, structure in making a decision, you know, people don't want to be told what to do. They don't want a doctor on air, you know, or a doctor in the news or a celebrity doctor say, you need to do this. All right? People don't want that. What people want is a template on how they can make their own decision. That's what people want to do. People don't want to be told what to do. Me too. I don't want to be told what to do. I want the facts. Let me lead through the facts. And then let me decide what is best for me. So what would I use to make my decision to get the COVID vaccine? Well, first, I would look at where I live and what the hospital situation is and what are happening to COVID patients and who those COVID patients are. Well, we are hearing that COVID patients who are middle-aged, right, are dying of COVID. We are also hearing that hospitals are overwhelmed. For those of you that live in California, we have a lot of California listeners. For those of you in California, looks like oxygen is starting to be rationed, where your oxygenation status for some are being asked to titrate just to 90 degrees and not, you know, at, you know, higher because they have to, you know, save on a very limited resource. We're rationing oxygen. We're rationing AMR transport. That, to me, helps make my decision. Knowing that the virus could be deadly, knowing that I'm in an age group or about to even go into a new age group that could possibly put me at higher risk makes me lean more toward that. Knowing that, you know, if anything bad happens medically, it's going to happen to me, that might put me in the no category, but not for long. You know, I'm going to get the shot at a place that's fully capable of anaphylactic, you know, protocol and all that. But, you know, the other thing that you also need to think about is when you look at this is everything is unknown. And we might think this virus just causes a little cold. I fear this virus lasts longer in our body. And I don't think this is something I want hanging around me or my brain. So that's why I want to get the vaccine. 1-877 Doc Dahlia. Don't go away.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text money to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.